Gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the breaks. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, this is really concerning stuff, obviously, and what I don't understand about the Democrats, and I mentioned this yesterday on the Devil's Advocates, now that we've got the first part of this infrastructure, I understand all that and how important that was, but the Lewis voting rights thing should be like a four-alarm fire right now. Because this, wouldn't the federal government, if something tangible was passed there, supersede these states being able to do that? I mean,
yeah.
Get on.
Look, here's the deal, Dick, because you're
number one on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, you think that this can't happen. There is a provision in the Constitution that the state legislatures will decide the electors. Now, that was put in back in the 18th century. In those days, they did not have a presidential election. When George Washington was first, quote, elected president in 1788, he was the consensus choice. I mean, he's the guy that won the Revolutionary War. He was 6 feet four, which in those days is like 6 inches taller than the average guy. A large landowner, one of the wealthiest in the country. He fought in the Indian Wars, and nobody, quote, ran, end quote, against him. And all the states got together, and who were their electors? I mean, they were just people that had been in the first Congress, and it was a consensus. Well, you can't have that going on forever. You can't have that going on forever. Eventually, we had presidential primaries. But two Supreme Court justices, one dead and one alive, have in what we call dictum, D-I-C-T-U-M, which is not a holding, but it's an observation in a case, have said that it is up to the states. And one of them was William Rehnquist, the former Chief Justice, believe it or not, who's a graduate of Shorewood High School in Milwaukee County, Shorewood High School. The other famous grad from Shorewood High School is Les Aspin, Congressman Les Aspin. But in any event, Kavanaugh, right now, Justice Kavanaugh cited that in a footnote in one of his opinions. And I think that somebody like Clarence Thomas would go along with it. If you get five justices of the Supreme Court going along with it, that's the highest court. And if they say that these crooked slates coming in can be picked by one delegation, one vote, 30-20, and they install somebody who lost not only the popular vote, I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million, but also lost the electoral vote. And they say it's okay for the state legislatures who are gerrymandered to put in fake electors. I think there'll be violence, quite frankly, and I don't advocate that. I do not know how strong our Supreme Court is. There's six Republicans. I think some of them, I don't think Roberts would go along with this, but Amy Coney Barrett or Gorsuch or somebody else. Believe it or not, I think Amy Coney Barrett might be our best choice. The rest of these people are nuts. They really are nuts. They're nuts. But that's going on. And if you think I'm kidding, just wait till you see on the ballot in the upcoming years, this treasurer, secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction, lieutenant governor are all appointed by the governor. And see what kind of vote that gets. It better not pass. It better not pass. And if Voss now sucks along with Johnson, because Trump will come out and back up Johnson, we got to beat Johnson in the Senate race. But there'll be a lot of legislators in this state who'll go along like the Stasi. They're weak. They're unemployable in the private sector. They make very little money. Their only status is going to the local supper club and being seated under the moose head and having people come up and say, what an important man you are. That's all they live for. It's all they live for. Going back to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Good morning. So I've been listening to you a little bit this morning about with the whole voting end of things. And, you know, if you look at I think I sent this actually to Luke actually a couple of weeks ago, where Urban Milwaukee talked about, you know, Milwaukee County on a local level, where they had an independent group of people to try to redistrict the maps in Milwaukee, and Milwaukee County Board rejected on three occasions to rework the maps, and the county board just decided, the heck with this, we're going to just take it over. And, you know, when I look around the country, and you've mentioned like Kinzinger in Illinois, well, Illinois lost a seat because of the population loss that they had there, or they didn't keep up with population growth with some other states. They're redistricting to make sure that, you know, that a Republican cannot win in the state of Illinois. And they're going to just, that's one of the reasons why he's quitting. It has been talked about too much, but they would take his district and put it into a much more competitive Democratic district. And then the final thing I'm just going to bring up to you, if you look at the national vote, you know, the compact interstate vote, which is being passed, you know, by Democratic states for the most part, which would void out the Electoral College. So hypothetically, let's say the state of Wisconsin votes for the president, and, you know, it's the president that doesn't win with the most votes. Even if Wisconsin were to go with the minority end of things, it doesn't matter. The votes, all the electoral votes, would go to the winner, you know, winner takes all with the popular vote. That essentially negates a state like Wisconsin or Nevada or some other thing. Nevada, the governor of Nevada rejected that because Nevada would then be basically, there wouldn't be any, you know, fighting for Nevada, and they recognized that. So, you know, there's a lot of different things going on between locally and nationally, and it's a fight. And what's happening is both sides are trying to make it to where they're encompassed with power. The difference is on the national level, it's bigger with this compact vote that they're talking about, interstate compact vote.
Yeah. David, you made a lot of points. Some of them I don't agree with. There's one I do. Let me see what I don't agree with. The truth is, like in Milwaukee County, let me be very, very blunt. It is true that the Milwaukee County Board has rejected various maps from different commissions in a self-serving manner. The Milwaukee County Board, it's a nonpartisan board. None of them have advocated getting rid of the right to vote for anything. I don't like what they did. I agree with you. And I also agree that in some Democratic states, there's gerrymandering going on too. Although with Kinzinger, they didn't put him in a Democratic seat. They put him in LaHood's seat. So the Trump people would get him in a primary. But the point of the matter is that I think there should be fair maps in every state. I don't want any gerrymandering, Democrat or Republican. The one good point you make, in my view, is there is a compact among a bunch of states, because the truth is Hillary wins by 3 million and doesn't get it. Biden wins by 7 million and everybody's fighting about it. What they're saying is we'll cast our electoral votes for the national winner. What that really is a statement. Let's get rid of the Electoral College. The Electoral College was put in as a compromise with the slave states in the 18th century because they didn't want to be overwhelmed by the northern industrial states. So they wanted two senators for every state and they became electors. I would get rid of that right now. And that would take care exactly of what you are saying. So thank you very much. Listen, the lines are alive. We got to go to a break. Do not hang up. You are on the lines. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Back to the lines right after the break.
As the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last, 'cause the time